But first, we go to Oregon, where Democratic Governor Ted Kulongoski is expected to sign a bill this week to grant domestic partnerships to gays and lesbians. That would be a victory for Kelly Burke and Dolores Doyle. They're a lesbian couple living in Portland. We've been following their story on Day to Day. Here's Kelly.
This is not about politics for me. It's deeply personal. It's about my life, Dolores' life, the lives of our kids, and the many families like ours.
Recently, Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting spent some time with the couple.
The scene in Kelly Burke's living room is right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. She's a stay-at-home mom holding her toddler, watching her spouse mow the lawn outside. The difference is that her spouse mowing the lawn is a woman, Dolores Doyle.
You know, we're hardly a perfect lawn people, so just gotta cut the weeds down.
Inside, the children call Doyle Mama, and Burke is designated as Mommy.
The kids know it better than we do. We, you know, say it backwards all the time, but they're very clear who's Mama and who's Mommy.
Burke and Doyle say since last we talked, their lives have been anything but normal. They have two children now, and Doyle is recovering from breast cancer.
I mean, I have been very surprised what a long haul it was. So far so good, you know. It's sort of the long-term prognosis that you never know what's going to happen.
The illness gave Burke and Doyle a new urgency to get their relationship legally recognized. Most of the doctors and nurses they saw had no problem that they're lesbians. But the issue hit them like a brick when Doyle's breathing became labored and Burke called a cancer nurse for advice.
I said, this is her partner, Kelly. And before I got any further, you know, I started to detail what was going on. I was cut off, and she said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I need to speak with Dolores. So at that point, I just got Dolores, kind of woke her up, gave her the phone. Dolores just said, this is Dolores, I need you to talk to Kelly, and handed the phone back.
The incident was a reminder of a debate that's been raging in Oregon for the better part of two decades. In the 1990s, Oregonians voted on a series of controversial anti-gay rights ballot measures. Then in 2004, county officials in Portland ignited a political and legal firestorm when they granted marriage licenses to 3,000 gay couples. Burke and Doyle were among the first. But within a year, a judge declared the marriage licenses null and void, and Oregon voters banned gay marriage altogether. The vote pushed gay rights advocates like Burke and Doyle to lobby the legislature for civil unions or domestic partnerships. After all the ups and downs, they don't care what it's called.
You know, we've been committed, we've been domesticated. If it was to become civil unions, we'd be civilized. You know, it's like our...
We've been married, we've been annulled, we've done it all. You know, it's just words. The real key is having the rights and the protections.
So with a ban on gay marriage remaining in effect, Burke and Doyle are hoping Oregonians will see domestic partnerships as a compromise they can live with.
We have other things we have to think about. You know, our son is starting school, our daughter is one. Yeah, we got things we got to take care of and plan for that I think creating a legitimate definition of our relationship is really important.
Boy, it has been quite the journey. I do think that Oregon has been having this conversation for a very long time. This conversation, Oregon's done with it. It's time. It's now. And people are done worrying about gays and lesbians. And I do think that we're ready.
But much of the country might not be. 10 states, plus the District of Columbia, now have some form of official recognition of gay relationships. But those unions are not generally recognized in other states or by the federal government. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.